Good morning. We're continuing with Chayadim, Kalam and Aleph, Simon Tez Zion. So he spoke about the concept of Eidos and Mitzvahs Chavilas, which would mean you should not turn away from the first mitzvah to go to the second mitzvah, because it looks like you're sort of like, it's like a burden, you want to get rid of it, etc. So you don't start opening the second Sefer Torah until you've completed taking care of the first Sefer Torah. But to take both out at the same time, so the Magen Rambam says that according to the Rambam, that's mutter, and according to Tosfos, that is usur, and Arminig is like the Rambam. Now, however, he does say, but you do not take the first Sefer Torah off until you put the second Sefer Torah on. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Rambam says, that the reason why we do this is we shouldn't be mesir das min a mitzvah, because we want the people to stay focused on Kriyas HaTorah. And if they see that you're taking the first Sefer Torah and you're taking it, you're wrapping it up, etc., then we only then put the second Sefer Torah there. People, meanwhile, will have been Mesir Das from Kriyas HaTorah. And then I'm assuming that that means, and therefore they will not necessarily focus appropriately in the second Kriya, because they're Mesir Das from the Kriya. So that consideration is significant enough that we're doing something which, and the surface might be perceived as Chavilas Chavilas. We said you're supposed to finish with the first one before you start the second one. And here we're sort of like putting the second one there while the first one's still there. You're sort of like crowding into the first one. But this consideration of not to be Mesir Das from the mitzvah is enough to permit it. We could probably clarify this point a little better, because the halacha of Enos Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas, Tosfos says, and the Chayyarim quotes later on, is a drabona, not a deraisa. There's a siman, there's a klal in Chayyarim later on, klal samaches, where he goes through the many different rules that we have in halacha of how to do mitzvahs appropriately. So he talks about in mevirin ala mitzvahs, he talks about the reason makdim of the mitzvahs, he talks about in mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. So he goes through the din of asher mitzvah potim in a mitzvah. Many different examples of this concept. So within the discussion of, he points out that this is a din d'rabbanan, it's not a deraisa. And therefore, Chazal can come along and say we have a consideration of not to mesir das would allow us to override what seems to be an act of chavilas chavilas, and put the second Sefer Torah on the Shulchan, on the Bima, together with the first one. And we place the second Sefer Torah there before the Kaddish, because we want the Kaddish to go on both Sefer Torah. So we need to clarify this idea, explain the idea of saying Kaddish, that we say during laning, why we say that, and then we'll understand what we're doing by saying that we have to put the second Sefer Torah there, before saying Kaddish. So why do we say Kaddish during Kriyas HaTorah? So there's a Tosfos in Megillah who says that it's not mentioned in the Gemara anywhere, the halacha of saying Kaddish in conjunction with Kriyas HaTorah. And this was instituted by the Gaonim, or it was instituted after the Gemara, to say Kaddish. He's talking about Shabbos, to say Kaddish after the seven Aliyahs, before the Maftir. So he's not talking about a case of the two Sefer Torah, talking about a case of only one Sefer Torah, and he's saying that the Kaddish should be said after the seven Aliyahs, before the Maftir. So Tosfos says, why did they institute this? Because the more is a discussion whether the Maftir is counted into one of the seven Aliyahs or not. Can the person who's the Maftir be number seven and then say the Torah? Or do we have to have seven Aliyahs besides the Maftir? And then we have seven Aliyahs, and then the Maftir is the eighth Aliyah, which is the way we do it. So the Maftir is not Olam in a Minyan. He doesn't count to the count of seven people. Seven people have to lay on Shabbos morning. We have to give out seven Aliyahs. So he's not early in a minion, doesn't count. Or is he early in a minion? He can count to the minion. So we possibly make a din that he's early in a minion. For example, by a Tainus Sibur, by Mincha, where there's Haftarah, Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, Yom Kippur in the afternoon, there are Haftaras. The third person who is the Shlishi is also the one who's saying the Haftarah. So the person who is the Maftir counts to the minion of the three people which we have to have when we lay in during the weekdays. So more, we pass the Mikra then that is Arlam in a minion. However, the Rav Chaim Milsa, since on Shabbos we're allowed to do his office, you're allowed to add more aliyahs. So instead of having him as one of the seven, we make an eighth aliyah. Furthermore, in order to, so we don't have to rely on Arlam in a minion, even though we could, but we don't. But furthermore, to make it clear that we're not counting him as one of the minion, so we say the Haftar, we say the Kaddish in between the seven aliyahs and the eighth, this eighth aliyah, to make it distinct and clear that the seven aliyahs are that we finish the parsha with the seven aliyahs. We fulfill our obligation of seven with that, and then we say Kaddish to interrupt. So that would explain the Kaddish which we have on Shabbos morning. Why do we say Kaddish on Beis V'Hei? And we'll talk about that in tomorrow's shiur. Have a good day.